through my family, I met Nándor Dreissiger, but also through George Bistroy, who I had met through friends at the, you know, in Edmonton at U of A. George was then at the chair of Hungarian Studies at the University of Toronto. He had just, you know, taken up his position a couple of years before. So when I was doing my master's of urban planning there, which was a very intensive program in a completely different field, I also, you know, hung out with George. We'd have lunch together. I'd hang out at the Robarts Library. I was down the architecture building on College Street, but I knew all these people in Hungarian Studies. And through Judy, I met this whole other world of Toronto Hungarian, you know, intellectuals, which in fact was somewhat familiar to me from my parents' circle of friends in Edmonton, but it was a different world. These were, I mean, Robert Zend was a force of nature. You know, you'd go to his house and you'd meet Barry Nickel and, you know, Paul Dutton and Bronwyn Draney and all kinds of, I mean, just incredible people I studied about. It was just, I just discovered, you know, Hungarians in Canada who were more, let's just say, more people, the kind of people I wanted to hang out with, who I found interesting.